T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, guess what? It's time to get to the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, we've got attorney Jane Duker, a Democrat, joining us this morning to hash things out. How are you, Jane?
Oh, better than I deserve. How are you doing?
You've been busy on Twitter here recently, talking about Dr.
Page. My favorite Dr. Pander. Yeah.
You know,
I saw
the Department of Health, Jane, kind of have to put out a warning that they're a little worried about some of their COVID numbers. What do you think that's all about in the county?
It's very concerning because, you know, I'd heard, you know, messages from various bureaucrats that I'll, you know, obviously keep nameless or they would be in trouble, that they were having concerns about the data and the timing of the data and the huge lag and, you know, whether there's duplications and whatnot. And the statement put out, you know, and I flagged that before the restrictions came out and whatnot and said that I had been hearing problems and that he had workers in all weekend to deal with the data. And I'm like, that's never a good sign. And so the statement is very vague, but it does talk about duplications. It does talk about, you know, corrupt data and data dumps. And so, yeah, it's concerning. And when people demand the data, then they, you know, the response is you want people to die. And, you know, which it's really frustrating. I mean, I don't think the virus is a hoax. I think people should wear masks. I'm not a denier. But I also think it's fair to say, I want to know what the data says. And I want, people have lost faith that Page is making decisions pursuant to science.
Right.
Because everything points to he's reacting to his latest political corruption scandal.
Well,
and, you know, that's what makes people nervous. And people's like restaurants operating on 25%. I mean, you might as well shut them down. And, you know, it just seems like this is not very well thought out. And he always takes an axe when you could use a scalpel.
Interesting for a doctor to make that choice. Anyway,
yeah.
You know, I've thought that this has been politicized for a while. I don't think the COVID thing is a hoax. I think it's real. But I also think that we're testing more. So we're finding more positives. That is not equating to an increase in deaths other than in the categories where they were already high, which is people with some sort of underlying health problem or the elderly. We know how to control access to those folks now, which we weren't doing back in April. So to me, the suggestion that schools should all go online or that restaurants should reduce their business again, this is just choking the economy of St. Louis County. What's the alternative here, Jane? I mean, you got 4 people running in the Democratic primary. You know, I've had Mark Montavani on this show before. He sounds like the only one with any sort of a reasonable approach to this.
Yeah, and I, you know, and by way of disclosure, I'm working for a PAC that supports Mark Montavani. I support him. I'm doing that by choice because I support him. And, you know, and I know Jake. Jake worked for me when I worked in the governor's office. He's a nice guy. I just think he's a little too far left. And I think that Mark has the most wide appeal with the most St. Louis County residents. And I think, you know, he is really the only one that's capable of sort of recovering the economy. I mean, he's the only businessman. He's the only one who understands businesses and how we need to recover. So I think that's the most important thing right now.
Well, he's come out and said that he disagrees with how Sam Page has dealt with this. He has operated businesses. He realizes what we're doing to our economy right now, because guess what? They're not doing this in Jefferson County. They're not doing it in St. Charles County. People are just crossing the border and taking their money over there.
Right, and they're not doing it in the city. And to me, that was a huge indicator for me. I'm like, okay, if he can't, you know, do the same thing as the city. This is another problem with Sam Page. He doesn't work with anyone else. He doesn't, like, you know, go to the other parts of the region and say, hey, how can we do this together? Is there a way, or what can we agree on? What can we not agree on? He always has to go it alone. And I just think that's bad for the region. I think, so I knew when the mayor did not go along that this was a political exercise. This wasn't about the data. And so that concerned me.
So
she has rightfully gone after the bad actors and said, okay, if we got clubs and bars that are doing bad things and not following the rules, then fine, we'll shut them down. But we're not going to shut down all restaurants because some nightclubs don't, you know, follow the rules.
So, Jane, we've got Montavani then as an option for people who want to vote for somebody, who want to get Sam Page out on primary day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the city rules.
You got to pull a Democratic ballot in order to see him on the ballot.
Right.
And that's what Republicans need to understand. If you want, this is the whole ball game. The primary is the whole ball game. If you don't vote in the primary, you have no say in any of these COVID restrictions. That's just reality.
Well, I mean, Paul Barry would take issue with that because he's running as a Republican. But you're right. We haven't elected a Republican countywide since 1988, I think. Is that when McNary got reelected for the last time? Something like that, 87?
I believe so, yeah. It should be nonpartisan, frankly, but, you know, but we're not there yet.
But it's
so
not.
I think county voters, right, and it's not. So, I mean, that's good that Paul's running, but you want to make sure that just in case because that's what happened with Bob McCullough and Wesley Bell. And I think a lot of Republicans realized, wow, they didn't realize that if they had gotten in the Democratic primary, they would have had more say in who the prosecutor is.
Good point. And same deal with Kim Gardner. I mean, people have a chance in the city to pull that Democratic ballot and vote for Mary Pat Garl.
And we've had more murders in July than we've had COVID deaths. So, you know, we need some perspective here. The public health crisis in the city is murder, and it has eclipsed COVID. And we need to focus on that. And one of the ways to do that is to elect a different prosecutor.
I love that point. That's the health crisis in the city right now, because you've got 160, depending on whose count you take, 160 people murdered this year so far.
Yeah, it's devastating.
Stunning.
And we have 187 officer shortage in the city of St. Louis.
Wow.
I mean, it's frightening. And these homicide detectives are exhausted. They're like pinballs. They go from murder to murder to murder.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's no way. Yeah, it's just no way to run a city. We have to get a grip on that.
Jane, I'm out of time. I appreciate getting you on here this morning, though. Thank you.
All right. Good to see you all.
Yes.
Vote on Tuesday.
We will talk again soon. Jane Duker there, a Democrat attorney here in the city. You heard say she's doing some work on behalf of Mark Montavani. At Jane Duker on Twitter if you want to follow her.
Get more at 971talk.com.